Welcome back to Public Address Radio on Radio Live. Wednesday night saw the presentation of the APRA Silver Scrolls. Touted as the most prestigious of the music awards, the scroll is awarded to the artist judged by his or her peers to have written the year's best tune. This year's nominees were Liam Finn, Anika Moore, The Phoenix Foundation, LMNOP and Op Shop. Liam Finn and Anika Moore are both overseas, and the Phoenix Foundation didn't manage to make their plane from Wellington. Fortunately, hot favourites Op Shop made it along. Here's Jason and Matt.
Now, John Key told me the other day when I interviewed him that you were one of his favourite bands.
John Key told you that? You haven't told too many other people that, have you?
No.
Good.
Does that make you? Do you think that might swing you on election day?
It's an interesting one. John Banks thought we're pretty amazing as well. So I don't know. I reckon they'd probably need to extend their record collections.
Do you think you attract that type of people?
Well, it turns out possibly that's the way it's going, eh?
Rich Tories.
Let's hope they're angels. You know, we'll give them a business plan and see where we go.
Your song above any others probably is probably the best known out of the five, isn't it? Would you say?
Maybe starting to tie with LMNOP.
Yeah,
maybe,
it could be up there for most annoying song of the last year.
I didn't say that. I said best known.
That's down to, I suppose, it being on that New Zealand Post ad. People tend to call it the New Zealand Post song. But
how do you feel about that being called the New Zealand Post song?
Oh well. People are going to say what they want about your songs no matter what. So if they relate to it that way, then that's all well and good.
Did you realise when you sold that song to New Zealand Post that something was going to happen? I mean, the songs have been used in ads before, and they haven't gone as huge as yours did. I mean, it's a great song. It was a very good ad. I mean, it was some magical combination that just suddenly made that song through the roof.
I didn't know that, no. And it's and you can never put your thumb on what makes those things happen. You never really know. I talked to the director, actually, a couple of months ago from those commercials, and he said what they did when they were putting the commercials together was they'd have the song running in the background right throughout the day. So the crew got really, really sick of it. And the result, though, meant that the actors got into that kind of elusive vibe that's often around on a set, you know, so they actually had a sense of emotion. And when you look at those ads, I think they really coupled that up quite nicely, and I think that's probably one of the nice things to know is that, because, you know, you walk into those kind of deals, those sync deals, a bit kind of reticent, not too sure whether it's going to work out, and, you know...
You've got to eat, though, don't you?
Exactly. There's mortgages to pay, and... you know, despite your reluctance, sometimes you've just got to move forward. But we had some good conversations with the people involved, and, you know, like you say, it ended up being a winner for us. And but, you know, it's hard because, you know, obviously as in a band, you want as many people to hear your songs as possible, but at what cost, you know? So, there will be a bit of the, what they call in the industry, the burn factor out there. And, you know, we're sometimes reluctant to play it at gigs, but people really want to hear it.
There are worse things to have than a song that has been played so much that some people get sick of it.
Yeah, that's right.
Did you know it was a pretty special song when you wrote it?
I did. The fact that Jason brought it to us in the band, and he was not wanting to put it on the album. It was one that was not going to feature at all until we all sort of pushed him and said, "Look, we've got to put this on the album. It is a special song."
Like Op Shop, LMNOP's song Baby Come On also shot to fame because of its use in a TV commercial. In their case, the Telecom McCallum and Partners Office Drinks ad. Here's Dave, the band's singer and drummer Scotty.
We spoke to you a couple of weeks back about your nomination. We must have been light on material or something like that.
Yep, yep.
But here we are on the night. You're one of three bands to turn up.
And I can't see Liam Finn anywhere.
Phoenix Foundation managed to get on their plane, apparently, in Wellington fashion, turned up about an hour late.
Yeah.
You're here, though, representing and looking good.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you very much. It's good to be here, I guess, isn't it?
Now, both you and Op Shop have been nominated solely because you got your song, managed to get your song onto an ad.
Yep, solely for
no,
that reason.
No songwriting ability whatsoever, just got your song onto an ad. How does that feel, Scotty?
Well, you know, it's...
How about you ask Scotty what he thought about this song?
I hate this song.
earlier on.
Hang on, sorry.
Before the album came out, before we decided it was not even going to be in the album.
Did you really hate this when you first heard it?
Absolutely, yeah. I'm still not fond of it.
You know, this is the one. This is the
song. When the song goes this well for us, you gotta embrace it with all of your heart.
This is the song that's going to go through the roof for you, isn't it?
It probably will. Yeah.
I mean, it's like when the day that we got I got the call about the licensing deal with the Telecom Commercial first, and so the day that happened, I called up Scotty and said, "What do you think of our song now, Scotty?" And he's like, "What do you mean? Like, what do you think of our song now that we just got paid $1,000 for them to use it?"
That's five figures, ladies and gentlemen.
No, you can do six figures, that's right. So then I was like, what do you think of the song now?
That song just paid off my mortgage. Nice work. Do you think not being here should disqualify you from an award? Like, as Air New Zealand says, being here is everything.
I think it's unfortunately a next level of coolness. Like, to be able to be so nonchalant, not to turn up, I couldn't even do it. Like, I was here at 20 past 5, man.
You were in a sleeping bag outside
the venue.
Let's get
the awards going. Yeah. Let's do it. I love it. I love the attention. I'm just here. Let's do it.
Do you think that being having your song in an ad is kind of like playing a mentally or physically handicapped person for winning an Oscar? It's kind of like it's the way to win, but it's just not necessarily fair.
Well, see, I don't know, man. Like, cause, you know, you make it sound like it was easy. Like, you make it sound like it was easy. Like, I could kick a mentally retarded kid's ass, man. Like, seriously, I could do that easily. Now, getting my song played on the television, you see, got to understand, that's all we ever wanted to do, Damien. All we ever wanted to do was get our shit on the TV ad.
Yeah.
Like, from the word go. I just want all our songs on the ad. All of them. Every single one. So only on every ad.
On every ad, yeah.
And I'll even play it on some other ad. I'll even double cross people.
And ads in other parts of the world.
In other parts. In telecommunication companies. Yeah. In other parts of the universe.
Despite the delays, the Phoenix Foundation managed to get on the next plane. Well, at least co-singer and songwriter Luke Buddha did.
What? Tell me the story with the plane.
This is the story with the plane. First of all, let me begin by saying newborn in the house.
Two under two, I hear. Two under two?
No, one of them's almost three.
Oh, okay.
But that's still hard out. Anyway, so what happened was we arrived basically late. They checked us in. The boarding passes came out. The boarding passes were wrong. So they took us off of the flight. At that moment, the flight was closed.
Oh.
And then she couldn't recheck us because she was like, oh, I'm just going to have to cancel these and recheck them in.
This album has this album taken you guys to a new level, do you think? In terms of like its success and its popularity? Because it's been a great album.
Pegasus sold more.
Did it?
But for some reason, it's all about perception.
This is a difficult third album, though. I mean, obviously when the band started getting into a bit of acid, and, you know.
Oh, man, the band's been into acid for years.
This is when it kicked in.
Yeah. I don't know.
Now, look, I don't want to hold you up again because there's some drinks going on with
very interesting people. Come on, I've got a microphone here.
But there's another award ceremony coming up in a couple of weeks' time, a couple of months' time. I'll see you next month, actually. Are you guys up for any of those?
Yes.
Yes.
Which ones?
Best group, best single, best rock album.
Really? And so out of if you had the choice between walking away with best, say, rock album,
that's the last person,
or best single, or this one?
Both of them, man. All of them.
We want to take it all, man.
But do you think the Silver Scroll does
want it all.
As a songwriting award, do you think the Silver Scrolls has a special place?
Apparently it's really good for album sales, so, you know, let's get the award and actually sell some albums. That'd be great.
After an impressive dinner, which we in the media were allowed to watch others eating, the winner of the Silver Scroll is announced. And this year's award goes to Op Shop.
I'd love to say that I'm really, really honoured. It's a real privilege to be given this award from our peers. It's a privilege to be acknowledged in such an amazing night.
Meaning you'll be hearing a lot more of this song on the radio.
One day or something, something, or you help me. One day I have some mish, 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 mish. One day with mish, 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 mish. Sorry, I fell asleep. Sorry. What's the plan? What's going on? What's happening?
One day you'll understand. You realize we have it easy.
Coming up after the break, David finds out more about the potential threat of Iran, and I talk to Sophie Dingerman about her new play, Grace.